answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Part of how we as House Democrats view this moment, either MAGA extremists are going to break the country or we're going to break them. And our goal is to break them. We will defeat them. We have to beat them electorally, and then we have to break their spirit because of the extremism that's being unleashed on the American people. That's completely and totally unacceptable.
May I ask what extremism has been released upon the American people? Can you give me some specific examples? Well, I'm sure they can come up with some, but are they legitimate examples? Those are the words of Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the minority party in the House. And we need to keep it that way. And yesterday with Trump endorsed candidate blasting by 10 plus points, Kentucky Congressman Massey out of his seat, and that's going to help the votes in the House. But don't take all of this. And then the win Trump got the other day in Louisiana getting rid of Bill Cassidy, not endorsing him. Don't take those as wins that you don't need to go vote in the primary when it comes and opens in Missouri. And you won't need to vote in the general election. You need to vote every time you have the opportunity. And, of course, Trump has also endorsed Paxton against sitting Congressman, Senator Cornyn in Texas. That's in May for the Texas primaries, next Tuesday, as a matter of fact. When Jeffries talks about we're going to break the spirit, I understand on one hand that is a political noise, and I accept it for that. They're always going to try to do that. I am not going to take away and say that that's outrageous calling for things, but I will share something with you that I think is absolutely offline, if I can find the copy. Folks, you have to bear with me. I go into this program, I have a lot of things laid out, but then I see other stuff coming up, and I put it aside. This is what I wanted to pick up on reference Jeffries. Jeffries and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrats are responding to a Democrat congressional candidate's anti-Semitic rant by attempting to shift the blame of what she said to Republicans. We're talking about a progressive Democrat, Galindo, stirring up a firestorm of controversy, pledging to open a prison for American Zionists and former ICE officers. Jeffries and the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee said in a joint statement, quote, MAGA extremists should be ashamed of themselves. They did not make the statement, she did. They won't even acknowledge when a member of their own party makes a statement. They're still backing her, claiming that House Republican leadership is propping up anti-Semitic attitudes. Let me give you a little bit more specifics real quick because of what she said. This is Galindo, by the way, has a primary opponent, Johnny Garcia, also endorsed by the Democrat committee. They're set for a runoff election next week. This is in a congressional seat in Texas. She had also said the prison we will build as a prison for American Zionists and former ICE officers, the prison will also be a Are you listening? She said the prison will also be a castration processing center for pedophiles. Well, you get my applause for that. But then she adds, which will probably be most of the Zionists. The Democrats are taking no responsibility for it. They're not calling her out. And she's running against another Democrat in her primary, and I have yet to see him call her out for it. All they're doing is turning around, blame all this anti-Semitic noise in the air on the Republicans. Castrate Jews? That's what she's suggesting. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. If you've not listened to this program before, you have missed so much. But they're all available as a podcast. You can go back and look at News Talk STL podcast for Larry Connors USA, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and any podcast outlet you want. You search Larry Connors USA, you will find this program. And while we're on the air, like right now, you can watch us. It's not watching paint dry, I promise you that. Well, how do you do it? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, our Facebook. And don't forget, your phone is your radio. You download our free app, Newstalk STL. It is a free app, and you can listen to us from anywhere. I've told you I have friends traveling through Europe from time to time, and they say they listen to the program over there. Not a podcast. They listen to the program while it's live. As you are listening right now. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right now. The other day, we played a little clip of Louisiana Senator John Kennedy questioning Acting Attorney General Blanche about all the fraud that's been going on and what he's going to do and what he needs to do to clean it up. It was a piece I did not get to include the other day, and this is a good opportunity to do so.
This is a tier one slush fund. It's been going on for years and years and years. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars is stolen.
Yes, Senator. And that's why, look, this department stood up a whole new fraud division, and AUSAs around the country prosecute fraud every day. So it's not as if we didn't have the work out there, but it's so systematically taking money from the American taxpayer that we very much believe that it needs its own stand-up structure. And I think it's true for the reasons that you just said.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do. And before we wrap up this segment, before we go to the next commercial, you're going to hear a perfect example of how fraud ran rampant and nobody on the Democrat side gave a D about it. And the D does not stand for a dollar, unless it's your dollar. Our Transportation Secretary Duffy was being quizzed by New York Senator Gillibrand, and she's trying to point out to him that you're failing as a transportation director. Well, he is not going to sit there and take that nonsense from Kirsten Gillibrand.
It is a wonderful thing, but your vacation was paid for by Boeing, Toyota, United Airlines, Enterprise, Shell, Royal Caribbean Group, all organizations and companies.
Do you want me to respond to you? Can I respond? Do you have jurisdiction over law firms? So you received $7 million in political contributions from the trial bar.
Honestly, this is nothing to do with members of Congress. This has to do with the fact that you went on a paid vacation that was paid by companies that you oversee.
You received $7 million from the trial bar. You have jurisdiction. You have jurisdiction on the trial bar. $7 million. When we go down the list of what else you received, you have jurisdiction.
Listen,
you actually passed
Secretary
the
Duffy,
trial bar.
This
so
hearing is about you and this administration.
No, it's about you. I didn't make
this
any money.
This hearing, you are the witness. I am not the witness.
I don't have any. Well, maybe you should be.
Well, you know
maybe
what?
You should answer
Secretary
the
Duffy.
$7 million.
You know,
Secretary
from
Duffy.
The trial bar.
Secretary Duffy.
$7 million.
I think you should be
that
telling
goes
this committee
dinners, that goes to
why.
Put your ad on television in your. That's all to you. You spend that money.
This is what I'm concerned about. You are political, and you are
We're
using your position in political
right
ways.
$500,000 paid by the trial bar to fly you on a private jet.
I've never been on a private jet.
Zen Air.
Never been on a private jet.
$462,000 private jets.
We don't. Members of Congress
so they pay
aren't allowed
to fly on a private. Yes, Senator.
Not
can.
True.
It is.
Not true.
answer to that.
You know what, Mr. Secretary?
I made nothing.
Your job.
It puts your face on television.
Your
job. Face on television, your steak dinners, your vacations by the trial bar. I make
We're
gonna
go to Senator Capito, recognize you for your question.
I don't know all the details of what she's trying to claim. I'm not going to tell you that she's wrong on every point. I'm not going to tell you she's right on every point, nor Duffy. But the key fact still stands out. He's pointing out that you are in charge of 7 million. Let me get the number again. I don't want to misquote it. $7 million that you guys are supposed to be watching for. You had jurisdiction over it, and you have not been watching over it. Let me give you an example. I talked in our previous hour, in case you missed it, shame on you. Shame on you. I know you can't listen all the time. That's why you can pull out the podcast. We had John LaBoutière, former New York congressman who is a never-Trumper. And we're talking about the Long Island Railroad shutdown, which he says now is suddenly over. About 3 days, but he says, yeah, it did cause a lot of concern and travel for people that, he said, I actually had to go in New York and traffic was murdered. No killing. No kidding. 300,000 used the Long Island Railroad. Unions involved in the strike reported, while there's not enough money for our workers, we want more money. They reported on their finance statements in 2025, spending more than $3 million on hotels, resorts, restaurants, and event venues. Those are inside the Labor Department numbers. Unions typically cut checks for high-end hotels to cover the cost of holding events such as training or conferences. Then they use luxury venues for lodging and work meals when traveling the country on non-union, or rather, quote, on union-related business. They had to file these forms, LM2 forms they're called. Reported payments included Las Vegas casino hotels, upscale restaurants, beachfront resorts, golf-related venues. And yet they're claiming there's not enough money here to help our people. Maybe if you weren't spending it. Now, how can all this happen without at least some Democrats seeing it but not saying anything, or maybe even taking part in it? Listen to a Minnesota woman, Amy Bach, now facing 50 years in prison after she got convicted for COVID fraud.
I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware. But apparently I'm scary, so they couldn't do anything. I don't know. I have to believe they were aware. And again, if they weren't, shame on them for having a system that their lower level staff don't bring something of this level to their attention.
Now, Bach has also implicated Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, whose name appeared in emails and texts during her trial. Bach tells the New York Post that she, quote, struggles to believe that Omar didn't know what was happening in her district. She told Fox something similar.
I don't know what she knew. I don't know. I know that I was duped by a number of people. We also have seen videos of Safari Restaurant giving out thousands of meals, pallets and pallets of food being distributed. Was there fraud? According to the DOJ and the FBI, yes. According to the jury verdict, yes. But how much? And why don't we know that? There's just so many holes and gaps in these cases. Ilhan Omar visited those sites. Why didn't the FBI?
Yeah, good question. Her defense attorney is requesting, just give her a sentence of 3 years. You're miscalculating everything and throwing it on her back. She is one of 65 convicted since late 2022 in what they call the nation's largest COVID fraud. The Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office eventually charging almost 80 with filing fraudulent reimbursement claims. And we know it continues. And we know there were numerous warnings given to Governor Walz, and he did nothing. But federal prosecutors currently right now, whether it be DOJ under Trump, wanting to sentence her for her part in the Feeding Our Future. She was the founder. 50 years in prison. They say she led a scheme that was, quote, brazen and staggering. I don't know how deep she was involved in it or not, but I will tell you this. She is not the only one, but she's really at the bottom of the political spectrum, especially when you bring in the senator from Minnesota, and when you bring in the governor, and when you bring in the congressman, congresswoman, Omar. They're claiming that she orchestrated, I'm talking about Bach now, she orchestrated a scheme to steal more than $242 million. $242 million, that's a lot. But keep in mind, they're talking about up to $40 billion stolen inside these Minnesota fraud plans and schemes. Much of it built inside the Somalia community. State of California has the same situation going on. I don't want to just catch the little guys. I want to catch the big guys. I don't know if 3 years would be an adequate prison sentence for her. I think it should be more. I don't think she should get 50 for this. But that's what the DOJ is pushing for. I do want to make it clear that there are so many others that need to be rounded up. Now, the fact that they have charged almost 80 with these claims and they have convicted 65 since since 2022, that's good. But you got a lot of them at the very top. They are scrambling like crazy. Don't look here. Look over there. Look what they did. Look what they did. Well, we will keep them in mind, but I don't want to simply walk away from them. And then we have the warning from Vice President Vance on dealing with Iran. And we'll talk about that and more on Cuba. And Vance also calling out the European media for their failings and gas prices. We still have a lot to cover. We're just getting started. So you still had time to call your family and friends that you got to catch the last parts of Larry Connors USA. And make plans every day to join us right here on News Talk STL, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. Quick program note, I will be taking a couple of days off this tomorrow on Friday and again on Memorial Day and the day after. But we never stop watching out for you and pulling stories together. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We're locked and loaded. We don't want to go down that pathway, but the president is willing and able to go down that pathway if we have to. So what we've done is tried to be as clear as possible. What are our red lines? What are the things that we're willing to be accommodating on? And what are the things that we absolutely must have? And as the president has said ad nauseum, and I think I've said it a lot too, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. What is it about that statement they don't understand? Oh, they understand fully. But in every sudden new peace proposal they want to offer, 14, 20, 1,000 points, whatever they want to list, it is never included. It's not even buried deep down in something else after we want new sewers. They will not acknowledge. In the fact, they insist that we are a sovereign nation, and if we want a nuclear weapon, we should have one. No. This is like finding the worst thugs you can find on the street and giving them every weapon you can assemble and say, okay, go do whatever you want. They're neighboring nations. United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, they do not want Iran to have such capacity. And the other part of that principle is, if Iran gets it, we want it. You look at what the terrorist activities Iran has spread around already, there is no way they should have that possibility. But you've got some that are, again, saying that us trying to do this and carrying out a war against Iran is wrong. In the last hour, as I mentioned, John LaBoutier, Never Trumper, was on with me, and we discussed that. And he says Trump is wrong. And, of course, wants to point out, I never went to Congress, never got full congressional. We're back to the issue about the War Powers Act that supposedly gives the president up to 60 days if he starts a military action to notify Congress and has to get approval before he continues. But then the clock, I had questioned even before it happened. I said, if we suddenly stop everything for a period of time, does that reset the clock on the 60-day calendar? It's been at least, what, a couple of weeks since we've fired on anything other than returning fire that they fired on us first? The blockade continues at the Hormuz Strait using our naval armada. We're no longer escorting vessels through. We're leaving it to Iran to decide if they get through, and the vessel operators and owners. And with their insurance companies are telling them, if you get hit and go down, we're not going to compensate you. A lot of them are backing off. It is a traffic jam around the Strait of Hormuz on both sides. President Trump stated, and I'm quoting him, I don't care whether the war is popular or not popular. I have to do it. I think it is. In the meantime, Iranian authorities are warning and urging citizens to take up arms. not against them, of course, but in case U.S. or Israeli troops come aboard. And Secretary Vance said all the European allies and all the European nations, the way they've been reacting, and you watch what the media in the European nations and what they're saying and the story they're trying to push, he's calling them out.
Look, I have for my entire life, I'm 41 years old, for my entire life, I have heard chirping from the European media about everything that's wrong with the United States of America. We don't have this. We don't have that. We don't spend enough on health care, even though part of the reason why we spend so much on defense was because we have tens of thousands of troops in Europe. I think that if the European media wants to attack the President of the United States, they need to start looking in the mirror. All he has said is that we're going to be good allies, we're going to be good friends, we're going to be trading partners, but it is reasonable for Europe to take a little bit more ownership over its continental integrity.
They should, but they don't seem to. And Trump is indicating today that we're having a breakthrough on more trades with other nations. We're getting some activity from them. It's going to be better for America as a whole. But you're not going to hear that from the leftists or anything else. But just ahead of the latest Trump tariff hike deadline, the European Union finally found a way to strike a deal on a U.S. trade pact. Of course, we have a lot of folks concerned about the gas prices, in part, largely, I will say, to what's happening with Iran and oil shipments and so forth. That's true. But I remind you, the cost of your fuel will go down and are up off and on anyway. But for the meantime, the Energy Secretary Wright says we're going to try to make it a little bit better for you by changing the blend.
Under President Trump's leadership, you know, we're at record U.S. oil production today, record refining capacity. We changed the blending requirements this summer to allow us to produce even more gasoline than we would normally produce for the peak summer driving season. And with 30 other nations around the world, we've released extra crude in the market during this disruption. Because, yes, there is a disruption. Prices are higher than they would otherwise be. But I think President Trump summarized it well. This is a price we're all having to pay, but the cost of inaction is vastly, vastly larger than this price.
Boy, do I agree with that. We just cannot allow them to continue to work for a nuclear weapon. You got to keep that foremost in your mind. If you think Iran should have a nuclear weapon, you are so lost. You've swallowed so much of the Democrat noise about it. I feel for you. But we're not going to back off because you're going to have to be paying a few more cents at the gas pump. And groceries costing more. I recognize all of that. And I know it's harder on some people than it is others. I never would deny that. So I don't look at it as dismissive, but I look at the fact of what's more important. And right now, we cannot allow them to have it. And of course, we're still watching what's happening off of Cuba. They have 300-plus drones that can reach well inside not just Florida, but our nation. Those supplied by Russia, China, doesn't make any difference. They have them. We have shut off all oil shipments going into Cuba, especially after we took over Venezuelan shipments and ran Maduro out, and it's getting desperate in Cuba for those people. But the Cuban regime is just fine and fat. They don't care about the people. And yeah, there are people that are probably suffering in many ways. But that's what happens when you're run by a dictator. Secretary of State Rubio, in a direct message addressed to the Cuban people in their language, talked about Cuba's Independence Day And he blamed Cuba's current economic crisis, blackouts, and shortages to their leadership and military-linked business network. He has proposed a $100 million aid package in food and medicine, saying, let's distribute through the Catholic Church and trusted charities. Don't give it just to the Cuban leadership. The Trump administration is expected to increase pressure on Havana. Rubio, of Cuban ancestry, knows the plight of what they're dealing. And there are a lot of Cubans in our nation. Cubans at one point, especially in Florida, they're watching closely. But they also, while they care about the people down there, they know we cannot have them have drones that could suddenly drop into downtown Miami. There's another cost for the American public, and that is the cost of medicine, prescription drugs in particular. Or could you get over-the-counter drugs cheaper? Well, Trump has a new plan that he's offering.
The Council of Economic Advisors estimates that our most favored nation drug policies will save Americans over $500 billion. And this has been the greatest breakthrough in lowering health care costs in modern history.
Trump is rolling out this new effort on the federal website to save you money on prescriptions. You can check it out at TrumpRx.com. TrumpRx.com will now be offering discounts on more than 600 generic drugs. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you're concerned about what you're paying for your drugs, generic, you should at least check it out. You always want to look for the better price, don't you? TrumpRx.com, affecting more than 600 generic drugs. And I continue to hear from the left and others like John LeBoutier, the Trump administration's doing nothing to help the American people. Doing it every day. And not all of it is successful, I will agree. Although when it comes to picking political candidates, he's been pretty good, hasn't he? We're going to deal with that and also a bizarro report out of Illinois. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The reality is this. Black people's voting is not in danger, and you know it's not. And you know it's not. I'm 63 years old. I've been voting since I was 18. I have never had a problem voting. Sitting up here manipulating the Voting Rights Act like something's getting ready to happen to our right to vote, when you know that's not true. So now you all gonna drag black people in here, definitely some senior citizens, and gonna have them come up here and talk about how they scared to vote.
How this messed up the right to vote. Women need to vote.
All that junk, when you know it's not true. Just like you sit up here and make like black people can't get IDs. Us requiring IDs to vote, it's gonna stop black people from voting. Why black people ain't got IDs? See, you all get more and more ridiculous. To say that black people's voting is done by this Louisiana thing and Donald Trump and the Trump administration fighting for the 14th Amendment, saying that that amendment was for black people.
30 seconds.
Not for birthrights, not for people to anchor themselves over here illegally. And they got y'all black people in here getting ready to talk against him.
I love it. I love it. We played clips of that yesterday as well, if you heard it. That's Jessica Jackson, granddaughter of Jesse Jackson, the late Reverend Jesse Jackson. And she was speaking out on what some are calling the effort by the Cook County Commissioner and groups inside Chicago, obviously, that black voting rights are under attack, and trying to create a propaganda over the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And she says, it's a lie. I've been voting since 18. And black people can get IDs, and they can make up their own mind. They don't need to be led around the nose. But that's been the attitude of the left. Hey, y'all, we'll pick you up off the plantation, the urban plantation, take you to the polls, and take you home every election day. Won't really give a damn about you in between, but when we need you, we'll come get you. And more of the black vote has been shifting either to independent or Republican. Same thing for the Hispanic, although more surveys are surfacing suggesting that maybe Trump is losing the Hispanic vote. Now, I don't know if they're talking to people that are true American citizens with Hispanic ancestry, or as the Biden administration was calling them, Latinx, which they said, what the hell is that? Or they're talking to a lot of illegals who are Hispanic, and they don't like Trump because he's trying to get them out. Their attitude again is, if you're black, you're going to vote for a black person, right? Of course you will. Well, the Obama race showed that he got 97% of the black vote. But that means 3% he did not get. And he got 42 or 3% of the white vote. So a lot of whites are willing to vote for black candidates. And whether or not they did it for race or guilt, or just thought, you know, maybe it's time we have a black president. I don't know. But the bottom line is, most, I should say, I would hope most, are thinking voters. And you're entitled to think what you want. You're entitled to vote the way you choose, for whatever reason. But then I want to share with you, and I did in the first hour, but I could not ignore this. It's got to get more attention. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. And it's basically identified as conservative. Some say it's neo-conservative. But it's writing an article about what's happening in the Department of Human Rights in the state of Illinois. So this is all backed up by facts. If there's a slant in it, it's pretty well buried. The bottom line is, the administration under J.B. Pritzker has a taxpayer-funded training program on microaggressions and other, quote, exclusionary behaviors, and it depicts white people and police officers as mosquitoes who seek to take blood and suck it from the people of color. I'm not making this up. Reading from the article written by Peter Hassan, the Washington Free Beacon. The training which Pritzker's Department of Human Rights offers to, quote, private sector, government, and public participants is meant to, quote, increase knowledge, awareness, and prevention of discrimination and harassment issues. It defines microaggressions as everyday verbal, nonverbal, environmental slights, snubs, insults, intentional or unintentional, that communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative messages to target persons solely based upon their marginalized group membership. Then the training divides such microaggressions into two categories, race-based and those that go beyond race. They say the former category includes color blindness, which again, according to their training manual, denies a person of color's racial ethnic experience. This is not an issue over transgender. You're either born male or female. When it comes to race, you're born that race, maybe a mixture of them. And said, look for people around you that say, I have a friend who's black. They say that's a form of microaggression. They call out about buildings named only after white men. I don't think that's true, but that's what they wrote in there. But here's what is the offsetting piece entirely. There are two examples presented in a video in this training called How Microaggressions Are Like Mosquito Bites. The beginning of the video depicts a blonde white woman who calls a black woman well-spoken while at a bus stop. The white woman transforms into a mosquito that bites the black woman and begins sucking her blood. This is the Department of Illinois presenting this. Toward the end of the video, the narrator says that experiencing microaggressions can make you want to go ballistic on those mosquitoes. And there's a black woman torching mosquitoes with a flamethrower. He also adds, police officers are presented as mosquitoes that can carry strains that can even kill you. All of this part of the J.B. Pritzker administration, the same guy who thinks he can be the 2028 presidential candidate for his party. When the Free Beacon asked Pritzker's office, you guys have a response for what's being taught? Hello? Do you have a response? Hello? There was no response. Michael Patrick, who runs the Illinois Department of Human Rights Training and oversees it, set up a seminar May 10th. So a Free Beacon journalist who wrote this article I'm reading from attended that seminar May 15th. And when they finished the seminar, they all got certificates of completion signed by the Department of Human Rights Director. An appointee by Pritzker, whose official biography touts his work as launching, quote, new training that advances knowledge and understanding of DEI and implicit bias. This department in the state of Illinois has a budget of nearly $30 million plus dollars. White people, police officers, are mosquitoes, so get a flamethrower and take them down. Well, with the political races over yesterday, we saw Kentucky Congressman Massey ousted. Trump called him the worst Republican congressman in history. And he backed former Navy SEAL and a Kentucky farmer, Ed Gallarin. 10-point victory. And Massey, in the meantime, in the closing, was, look, they even had to send Pete Hegseth down here, the Department of War, to try to get extra votes for him. So it shows we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. 10 points, that's not even where near winning or a close race. And this follows, of course, what happened in Louisiana last week. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, three-person primary. He came in third and will not be returning to office. The other two will be in a runoff. Trump has endorsed one of them. Senator Kennedy, also Louisiana, said, I'm not endorsing either one right now. He said, unless they say something about my mama, I'm keeping my mouth shut. Wise as he is. And you talk about politics, and then you mix in races and the other things that come into play. I want to point something out to you quickly of a new movie. I don't know how new it is. I just found it on Netflix the other day that might be worth you viewing, especially regarding the founding of our nation. I'll come back to that before we wrap up this hour. But first, the First Lady today laid out her four community-centric pillars of foster care. We'll explain.
I have a breaking news. Today, the House passed the Fostering the Future Act. Thank you, Chairman Smith, Chairman LaHood, Ranking Member Davis, and the House of Representatives for voting unanimously to lift America's foster children above partisan politics. Senators, we have momentum. Now it's your turn to bring the Fostering the Future Act across the finish line. Let's support our next generation and swiftly get this to the President for his signature.
It is, again, foster care education to the children and their spouses, or those that are taking care of them, I should say. Not their spouses, but their caretakers. She said, we can all benefit from a strong education, and intelligence is one of the rare traits a person can carry through their lifetime. And children in foster care must have that opportunity. I have to admit, I'd never thought about how maybe foster children are not getting a full measure of education because they're often moved around from home to home. And she also pointed out they need our love. I think it's a great program, a great idea, and highlighting something that I have to admit I had never even considered. So the program I started watching the other day, and I quickly zipped through it, only 8 episodes, and the star is Michael Douglas. I have an issue with some of his politics, obviously, but as I've always told you, I will recognize an athlete, an entertainer for their ability in their trade. I might dismiss or shout against, rail against their politics. This is the movie on Netflix currently called Franklin, dealing with Benjamin Franklin. After we have declared our independence, but we're in a war with the British. Franklin was sent by our Congress that had been established at that point to go to France to enlist the help of France to fight the British. And the French and the British were already fighting against each other and not in good relationships. He spent almost 10 years there trying to cement a relationship to get the French to help us. And in the end, it's the English that made the move that put an end to the revolution. But he was fighting for colonies that we had, and France was of the attitude, well, they'll probably be wiped off the map. And then there's a battle of where do we draw the map for your new America? And is Canada part of it? I'm telling you, it's a fascinating look at history portrayed by drama, a lot of French Parisian type things that you think, what the dickens? But that was the way it was back then. I do highly recommend you watch it, Franklin. As I said, I'll be off over the next couple of days. Be back next Wednesday for you, so more than a couple of days. I wish you a most blessed Memorial Day weekend for you and your family. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.